Hey, good morning, good afternoon, everybody, depending on what part of this beautiful country that you're in. My name is Sheila Gunn-Reed, and I am the host of our weekly show, Rebel Roundup, wherein we recap the news of the week in an unscripted and spontaneous way. Sometimes I haven't even seen the clips that we are going to watch together, so you will get my raw reaction sometimes to the idiocy or sometimes the best of life, the best of what humanity has to offer us in some of these clips when we see people speaking truth to power. So that's what you're going to get out of the show today. When we talk about politics, we talk about the culture wars and maybe even the smaller culture skirmishes. We talk about the mainstream media largely in a critical way. However, I remain endlessly grateful to the mainstream media because, well, because of them, I have a job and they will never get better. And so I have very stable job security thanks to how terrible they are, and pending I do something to explode my career on my own. But so far, so good. 8+ years here at Rebel News and no major catastrophes on my hands. I should tell everybody what we're doing here today and how they can get involved. So I told you what the show is all about. It's once a week. It used to be every single day, hosted by myself and David Menzies, and sometimes a rotating cast of characters. However, I think David Menzies is the best man on the street journalist in the entire country. And it is an absolute shame to take him off his beat to put him in the studio for an hour plus every day or even every week. I'm sitting at my desk working, doing many other things for the company. So it's just easy enough for me to flip on my camera and go live, and then we can talk to each other. And that is a really important part of the show, is talking to each other, because this is an interactive show. If you're watching us on the censorship platform of YouTube, thank you so much for sticking it out. I understand why you're over there. I don't know if you're like me, but when they tell me I can't do something or be somewhere, that's how you get more of me. So I understand why you're over on YouTube. However, if you want to support the work that we do completely willingly, unlike what Justin Trudeau makes you do with the terrible and endlessly failing mainstream media, might I suggest you head on over to Rumble and Odyssey, because on those two platforms, you can have your say, but also pitch in a little bit to keep the lights on here at Rebel News. So on Rumble, their paid chat is called a Rumble Rant. On Odyssey, it's called a Hyper Chat. If you leave more than the $5 US minimum, so $5 and above US, hear me now. I'm obligating myself to read it on air, but don't let that be the bar for entry, because frequently we read chats that are smaller than the $5 US minimum, and even the free chats. If somebody's watching on the Rebel News team and they think what you say has been interesting or funny or clever or timely, they'll send it to me in a private chat, and who knows, I just might read it on air. So those are the nuts and bolts of the show. Something I want to tell you about before we move on, and this is near and dear to my heart, and it is only possible through your support. Some of you may know that my documentary filmmaking partner, Kian Simone, who is the head of documentaries here at Rebel News, which is a burgeoning side of the business, thanks to Kian's hard work and his artistic vision and journalistic good sense. But he and I have been working on a new documentary. It follows on the heels of our hit documentary. And I say that because we sold out everywhere we went, all across the country, small towns and big cities. And we're still selling the documentary. You can buy a copy at rebelnewsstore.com. The merch for the documentary was beautiful and compelling. So our previous documentary was called Church Under Fire, Canada's War on Christianity. And it documented just a few of the pastors who stood up to the tyranny and oppression of the government lockdowns because it violated their religious freedom. And they were not men who would, and women, I should say, Pastor Tracy's in there too. They were men who would not bow down to Caesar when Caesar's laws were incompatible with those of Christ. And so you can find that documentary, Church Under Fire. It's on the Rebel News store. So that's my big preamble. I want to tell you about what we've been working on. Some of you may already know, some of you may have already supported our work. It's called MADE, The Dark Side of Canadian Compassion. And it is our gut-wrenching documentary on medical assistance in dying and just how we have really fallen down this slippery slope since the inception of medical assistance in dying. And we spoke to activists fighting to stop medical assistance in dying. We spoke to politicians. We spoke to families who have come out the other side of medical assistance in dying. We even spoke to a lady who survived the push for medical assistance in dying. We spoke to veterans. We spoke to advocates for the disabled and the mentally ill. A very hard documentary to make because you were talking to people about the very worst day of their life. And we learned a lot I didn't want to hear, but I knew we had to hear and we knew we had to tell you. And when we started making this documentary, it's at madedocumentary.com. You can see the trailer there and I'll show you the trailer in a second. But, you know, when we first proposed the idea that we would make this documentary, we got two responses back largely from the public. And one said to us, this is not as bad as you say it is. They cannot be offering veterans medical assistance in dying instead of a wheelchair. They cannot be offering drug addicts medical assistance in dying instead of drug treatment. They can't be offering the homeless death instead of a house. They cannot be offering people who are leaving the hospital from a suicide attempt medical assistance in dying by the time they get home. People were saying that we were making it up, that it could not be that bad. So that's half of the email responses we got. And the other half of the email responses we received were people telling us that it was worse than even what we could imagine. And along this journey with my friend Kian, it is worse. And I don't think I'm speaking out of turn for Kian when I say he came into this documentary, as he does with many of his documentaries, with a completely open mind. He sort of had the libertarian approach to it, that maybe it's not the government's place to get involved. But he has completely changed lanes to being a staunch advocate against medical assistance in dying. The documentary is finished. We're just polishing it a little bit, but it's finished. We worked on it over this, you know, late winter, early spring. And Kian has made a beautiful piece of journalism that will serve as a damning indictment of Canada's culture for future generations. And we are launching our documentary tour. So far, we've got Western Canada planned. I think the website that Kian is using there is endmade.com, but also you can find it at madedocumentary.com. And for those of you who pitched in to help us make the documentary, and you can still do that because you can pitch in to help us take it on the road. That's at madedocumentary.com. So we're coming to a town and city near you. Also, if you are a church or a venue that would like to host us, please reach out. There's a contact form on the documentary website there. And I think it's one of the most beautiful websites we've ever done. It's an interactive website. And if you're in Western Canada, you can see our tour dates there. And now I'd like to show you the trailer for our documentary. Because I've already told you all about this documentary. I'm hoping you want to come see it, but maybe you need a push over the finish line. This is the beautiful trailer that my friend Kian put together. Olivia, please.
I asked him and I said, how did they come to the conclusion that I was going to die? He said, because they didn't really know what to do with you.
The government of Canada is killing Canadians, and not just a few and not just the terminally ill, over 50,000. So for 50,000.
They essentially evicted us from our buildings. because we would not participate in this government euthanasia program.
Well, there is a startling new development in the ongoing controversy around veterans being offered medical assistance in dying.
Instead of help, are you familiar with our MAID program? He said, well, it's better than blowing your brains out against the wall.
Canadians are expecting us to get the job done.
Fraser Health is refusing to give information, and because of that, the police investigation had to close. Therefore, Fraser Health is covering information up.
And we know for a fact that our people in power do not take responsibility for anything.
Right.
So it's a financial